With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santello.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
I noticed that your hat doesn't fit you anymore. Your head get a little bit big.
What are you talking about?
The Spree Best Media Personality of the Year. You won a...
I did. I think that's lovely. I am Spree's Best of Western New York Media Personality of the Year.
What does that mean?
It means that they looked at all of the media personalities and they said I was the best.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
And they encouraged people to try saying, and I'm Anthony Chase. Yeah, they said it's fun.
Oh, my goodness. Are we going to have to get you a new office?
I think it's really for my support of the theater, and they rudely mentioned over many, many, many years. It's very nice. I know that those things can seem, what, until you win. Well, I'm not a radio legend like Jim Santella.
Oh, you know what? Let's move on. We have a little bit of news.
Are you ready for the blues? No.
Let's stop this. People will talk.
Fine. I'm Anthony Chase. Let's go.
O'Connell and Company. Looks
ooh,
like they may
ooh.
Be facing the Turks.
Well, you're referring to the vote up at ECC that they should have to vacate their premises at ECC North. O'Connell and Company has been in residence there for a few years now, and they've invested a lot in being there and have announced their upcoming season. And apparently, the last meeting of the board, not with everyone in attendance, they voted to ask them to leave as of August 1st. But I understand from Mary Kate that they haven't had an opportunity to talk to them about it yet, and they're hoping to have it revisited, and at least to get another year, but that is what was voted, and they are talking about it now, but it's possible. It's possible.
We'll keep an eye on it for
yes.
you.
Yes.
I saw a couple of plays. I went to the Shaw Festival, and I saw Ragtime, and I saw Trouble in Tahiti. They just matched together so perfectly. Both of them seemed to be an effort to share the American dream.
Well, I was wondering, other than being musicals, that how you were going to make that connection. One is the...
The American dream is the connection
well,
between
them. Well, there you are. And did you enjoy...
Oh, I enjoyed it, really. I had so much fun. Trouble in Tahiti was done in the small theater, the Courthouse Theater.
That's the Leonard Bernstein musical.
You know, I found out about it that he kind of patterned it as an autobiographical work, his mother and his father.
Mm-hmm.
And they're exploring the relationships, the 1950s relationship.
And Ragtime is also about a marriage among, well, a couple of marriages based on the novel Ragtime, and it's the Aaron's Flaherty musical.
And that was really staged very well. What I liked about it was the fact that it moved. It kept moving. And we had a great sense of what these characters were and what was going to happen. They have real people in it, you know, like Emma Goldman and Harry Houdini and Evelyn Nesbitt.
Yes, historic personalities.
Yeah, if you get a chance to go to Shaw Festival, the plays are really big time.
Well, Shaw, internationally renowned, not to be taken for granted, and just in our own backyard over in beautiful Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario.
And if you like musicals...
Hair, up at Musical Fair, opened this week, and the 60s counterculture musical, that opened on Broadway, same...
69?
Was on Broadway the same time as George M. Thank heaven the country is not polarized like that anymore.
Aren't we fortunate?
Aren't we fortunate?
George M. goes back to the turn of the century, 1900s.
Well, in the 60s, people were looking back to that nostalgically, that it was a new musical, a biography of George M. Cohan, but that has nothing to do with Hair, which is up at Musical Fair now, and interestingly, these kids too young to have known the 60s are making a comparison to the Occupy movement, looking at protest culture.
It means that we're going to have to see some people get those tie-dyed T-shirts out and grow their hair long, and we're going to have a hippiedom.
Yes, well, they're getting those tie-dyed T-shirts out and not reportedly keeping them on for this production.
That's right. There's that famous nude scene.
Which you
there.
Will not see in Snyder.
I'll bet. The Philadelphia story is closing, if you have a chance to see that.
It was only up for 2 weeks, and just the delightful Philip Barry comedy, Tracy Lord getting married again, but to whom, down at the Chautauqua Institution, directed by Andrew Borba.
Legally Blonde. What's Illegally Blonde about?
Legally Blonde, it's about a blonde who goes to law school. You knew that, right?
I knew that.
When I saw the movie on an airplane, begrudgingly, I didn't think I'd enjoy it at all. Loved it. That's Legally Blonde, up in Lockport at the Palace Theater.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.